Mishnah Gimel. As we saw at length at the beginning of the Masechta, somebody who lives in a regular city, which was not surrounded by a wall from the times of Yeshua ben Nun. So in that city, they read the Megillah on the 14th of Adar, whereas one who lives in a city which had a wall around it in the times of Yeshua ben Nun, they read on Shushan Purim on the 15th of Adar. Now what happens if somebody lives in a regular city, but he's traveling and he's situated in a city which is surrounded by a wall over Purim? So does he follow the city in which he is in, or does he follow the city in which he lives? The answer is, it's learnt from Psukim, that even if somebody lives in a city for one day, so let's say he is going to be in that city for the entire day of Purim, so he now is considered to be a resident of that new city, such that he would read the Megillah together with that city, even if they're reading on a different date to when he usually reads. Now, whether one is a resident of that city or his original city depends on where he is at the beginning of the day of Purim. So if, for example, he lives in a regular city, Ben-Ir, somebody who lives in a regular city, Shehalach Lekrach, who went to a city which is surrounded by a wall, Ben-Krach, or somebody who lives in a city surrounded by a wall, Shehalach Le'ir, who went to a regular city where they read on the 14th of Adar. So, if he intends to return back to his place, back home, before the day of Purim, before the day on which the Megillah is read in the new place where he visited. So let's say somebody who lives in a regular city travels to a city where they keep Purim on the 15th of Adar, but he intends on returning to his own city before the 15th of Adar. So in that case, if he is still situated in the city in which he is visiting, if he is situated there on the 14th of Adar, he would read the Megillah on the 14th in that city. So even though everybody else in that city would be reading on the 15th, since he intends on going back home before the 15th of Adar, so he would read the Megillah on the 14th. V'imlav, but if not, if he knows that he's going to stay there in that city, at least for the duration of Purim, then Kareya Mohen, he would read with that city in which he is visiting. Now, if somebody lives in a walled city, where they read on the 15th, and he is found in a different city on the 14th of Adar, and he only intends on coming back to his own city on, let's say, the night of the 15th of Adar. So since he always intended to be in that other city on the 14th of Adar, and that is the day when Purim is kept in that city, so he would need to hear the Megillah on the 14th in that city, and if he reaches back to his own home before the beginning of the day, before the dawn of the 15th of Adar, then he would need to read the Megillah again. He would have 2 days of Purim. Alright, the second half of the Mishnah discusses Me'ehechon Kerei Odom Esa Megillah, from where one must read the Megillah V'yetzer Bo'yidei Chevosoi, and fulfill his obligation of reading the Megillah. So Rebbe Meir says, Kula, one needs to read the entire Megillah in order to fulfill the obligation. From the beginning until the end, this is learned from the Pasuk which says, V'tichtov Esther Hamalko Mordechai Yehudi, and Esther the queen and Mordechai the Jew, Eskol Toikef, they wrote the entire strength, the entire power. So according to Meir, this is referring to the power of Achashverosh, who was the king with all the power in the Purim story. And that's how the Megillah begins. And so according to Meir, one must read the entire Megillah all the way from the beginning in order to fulfill his obligation. Rabbi Yehuda says, May Ishihudi, only from the part of the Megillah which begins with the words Ishihudi, a Jewish man, referring to Mordechai, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Pasuk is referring to the strength and power of Mordechai. And Rabbi Yosi says, Me'achad Varim Ha'ele, from the part of the Megillah which begins with the words Achad Varim Ha'ele, after these things, because according to Rabbi Yosi, it is referring to the strength and power of Haman, and this is the part of the Megillah which begins to discuss the power of Haman, until ultimately by the end of the Megillah, he loses all of his power.